everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to the Squad Pod. Here's your host, my dad, Troy Dog.
All right, people, welcome to another episode of the Squad Pod. I'm your host, Troy Dog, the editor-in-chief and CEO of Verbmoto.com. And welcome back. It's been a little bit. I'm bringing you Cody Shock on the show today. Yeah, the Muckoff FXR Club MX Yamaha rider just signed a 3-year deal with the team that he was a fill-in rider for not too long ago, and now he's got himself a good gig. So we recorded this episode right after the Indy Supercross. I was in attendance there, and right after it, I came home, and I was like, man, I got to get more in-depth on Shock. I haven't talked to him. And this was the first time. So, but the problem was Kevin Kelly also wanted to talk to him that week. And then Jason Wygant had him on his show. So I had to shelve mine for another day. So today is that day. But before we get into Cody Shock's interview here on the show, I wanted to talk to you about a couple teams here and what they have in common with each other. So the Troy Design Gas Gas team, HEP Suzuki, HRC Honda, and Red Bull KTM. They all choose DID chains. The most trusted chain brand in the world, DID offers products for an incredibly vast array of riding disciplines and applications to fit your bike's specific needs. Whether you're cruising the highways, navigating your way through the Dakar Rally, or occasionally hit your local single track, DID has a chain offering for you. Check out their product catalog on their website at www.didchain.com to find the right products for you. What drives you? We want to thank DID for coming on the show today with their line of ERT3, VX3, and ERVT series chains. They're strong and dependable, and they're bringing you Cody Shock today. So Cody has one of the best storylines, if not the best storylines, of the 2024 Monster Energy Supercross season. He went from being dropped by Phoenix Honda late in the offseason to moving to Club MX. He wants to clear his head and ride his two-stroke. That's it. That's all he goes to Club MX for. And then he somehow gets an offer to do the East Coast series. Cool. That's awesome. But it's what he did with that ride after that. That's amazing. He comes out at Detroit with the opener and gets a fourth. That's his career best finish in Supercross. Actually, it's his best finish ever, no matter what class he was in. So, and now he's still in fifth in points. Well, make that three rounds of the series left. Cody just signed a 3-year extension with the team. Like he signed an outdoor deal, and then it's like, oh, we're gonna do 3 more years. So he's gonna be locked up at Club MX for quite a while now. It looks like a great fit for both parties involved. So like I said, we recorded this before all of that went down. So I asked him if he had any plans for outdoors, and of course he didn't talk about it, or maybe he didn't even know about it then. Maybe he didn't have the offer. This was a couple weeks ago. So let's get into it. It's Cody Shock, Iron Man. On the phone with me today, I've been looking forward to this interview all week. It's Muckoff FXR Club MX's Cody Shock. What's up, Cody?
Just another day in paradise. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, and I actually didn't get to run into you at Indy. I was there, but I witnessed your awesome night. So, and I know going back into it, you kind of downplayed it in your interviews a little bit. Like, you know, I have some goals I want to reach. I'm not gonna let anything hold me back. And I know people have, like, done collarbone injuries and come back pretty quickly from them. But like riding and racing has to be different.
Yeah. I unfortunately have done my collarbones twice. I've done both, and in the years past, and both of them, I was back on a bike within like 13 days. And with this one, I was like, if I remember correctly, like I felt like I could ride almost a week after surgery. So, I had a feeling I was going to be okay. And honestly, like in hindsight, yes, I did downplay my expectations, but honestly, like that was my genuine response because I didn't know how I was going to feel, honestly. And for me to be healthy and like get a fourth and like a sixth or whatever. Like, I should never expect to get a top five while I'm recovering from an injury. You know what I mean? So, I definitely surprised myself, but it was pretty cool to do.
There's like so many different directions I can go right now because there's, it just doesn't, to me, it doesn't make sense because you've done your collarbones before. So do you have, basically you just got in on Monday and get it plated. That's what you basically had done.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I had both my collarbones plated when I lived out in California. And then before I moved to the East Coast, I had both those plates removed. And then I went a year without cracking it. And then here we are now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I did a story on you this week. I called you Iron Man. Is that fair? We can just, is that your new nickname?
Sure. Yeah? That's cool.
Okay. Well, you, like you said in some of the interviews you did, it's like you had no rest basically from Monday to Indy. And then even your team manager put out the PR and said he's not going to race Indy. So I show up at Indy. I see your bike under the pit. I don't see you yet. I go inside and then Supercross tweets that you're in for the night. And I was just like, what? Didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I had made the call, I believe it was like Wednesday, like officially that I was going to race. But at the same time, it was like, hey, like, I'm going to ride. Like, racing was kind of like a stretch. But regardless, I was showing up to Indy to support the team. And in my opinion, if I'm me racing or not racing, I'm supporting the team because I'm there with them. So my response wasn't a lie when I told people, oh, I'm just going to support. It's like, no, like, I'm going to try my best. So I was really happy with how it felt during free practice. And that kind of set the tone for the day.
And then you pull off fifth overall in the night, which did you expect that you could even do that? Did you feel like you could, on that soft of a track and just how the conditions were, did you feel like it, that had to feel like you couldn't have done that when you started the day, I guess?
Honestly, like when I was ninth fastest in free practice and then I ended up 10th overall in qualifying, I was like, I think we're on to something. And then I knew it was going to come down to getting a good start in the three main events and just managing my race. And after the first one, when I got fifth, I was like, oh snap, like this is still completely doable. And then I just salvaged the last two motos and ended up fifth overall, which was pretty crazy. So, it was a lot to take in. That's for sure.
Did you have a lot of adrenaline was going through you, obviously, when you came down from that after the night was over? How did you feel?
Oh, I was sore.
Yeah.
I was sore. And honestly, like, it was my whole body because going under for surgery and having the anesthesia in your system and then 5 days later trying to perform at your peak, it's not ideal. And your body doesn't recover yet. So my whole body was tired, not just like my shoulder. So, I'm still feeling it a little bit, but we're getting better.
And plus with the traveling, you got that done in California, right?
Yeah. So the time change and it's a lot.
So luckily we have a week off or 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off. I don't even know.
I have 3 weeks off.
Yeah, 3 weeks off till the next East event. Couldn't have come at a perfect time.
And it was best case scenario for how crappy it was.
Yeah.
Considering that I had cracked it in Daytona and then made it work through Alabama and then got surgery and then came out for Indy, like, timing-wise, it's never good to break a bone, but at the same time, like, this was best-case scenario for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Alabama was pretty, you had the highest of highs winning your first heat race of your career. And then, I mean, what happened between you and Deegan, obviously everyone's covered it and, you know, it is what it is now, but pretty interesting night for you there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the highest. Honestly, like, it wasn't even like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Like, it was a high overall, because even with going down in the main event, I still finished, what was it, ninth before the whole, like, they changed the results.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, like, I finished inside top 10 while going down. So to me, that was an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And the East has been so crazy this year. And I kind of want to get into this. It's your storyline this year has gone. It's one of the most interesting ones that I've been following. It goes back to when you and Phoenix Honda part ways. It's late in the off season. I want to clarify this. Did you go to Club MX with a ride, or did you go there to try to turn some heads and talk to them about a ride?
Neither.
Okay. You just went there to train?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I wasn't sure, because you, a week later after your post a week or so later, you show up at Club and you're just like, I'm here. And then next thing you know, you have a deal.
Yeah. It was one of those things where, obviously being around Club for the past year, I've got to see how their program works, and they're on really good equipment, and they have a really good group of guys that, you know, want to win and do whatever it takes to get there. And I've always been a fan of Club looking from the outside, because, like, you can see that they want it, and there's no excuses. So that was cool. But yeah, as soon as that whole door closed and I had nothing, I had texted Brandon Haas, and I was like, hey, can I come down to Club and ride my two-stroke? Because I just need to clear my head. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. So that's honestly kind of how it started. Everyone was like, why aren't you on Supercross? And I was like, I just got let go yesterday. And then I was obviously brainstorming what I was going to what to do next, because everyone had finalized their contracts. There's nothing available. And I threw a Hail Mary, and I was like, hey, Brandon, like, is there anything? Like, how could we make this work? And he was like, I mean, I don't know. So then they had their meeting, and I don't know exactly what was said, but pretty much came back, and they had this opportunity, and I was like, let's do it, whatever it takes. And I'm just grateful that they took a chance on me when I had nothing.
And then, yeah, you go into this season with the new opportunity. So maybe you just needed a new, just change of scenery and just something fresh, because you're putting in the best season. I mean, obviously you had the summer of shock in 21, but, you know, now you have your best Supercross season going so far. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sometimes change is better and for the good. Change is never a bad thing. And I feel like with change, you learn more about what's important to you, and honestly, like, not settle.
Yeah. Did you go into the season to just prove some people wrong, or was it just kind of like, I have a new opportunity, I can't let anybody down? What was your mindset heading into the new season?
To be completely honest, it wasn't to prove anyone wrong. I wanted to prove it to myself. I mean, the fact that I kind of just, like Brandon said in the last Every Second Counts video, I kind of got kicked in the nuts, you know, and just left. And I wanted to prove to myself that I am here for a reason and that I do have a purpose. And I always knew that I could be one of those guys. I just needed an opportunity. So my goal for the season, and it still is my goal, is to be a solid 7-10 guy. And so far we've been accomplishing that. And there's no complaints on this end.
I love the fact that you just went there with your two-stroke, and it's just like, I just want to ride.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole, like, Phoenix deal, that whole thing blindsided me. I had no idea it was coming. And when I was told, I was like, oh, snap, like, I don't know what to do. It's November 13th. Like, I've been waiting for the contract to come because I was verbally told it was coming. And then all of a sudden this gets thrown on me, and yeah, I just got engaged to my fiance, and we're in a house on our own. So like, obviously life doesn't stop. You got all these bills coming in, and I went from collecting a salary to absolutely nothing. Like, it was, it got stressful really quick, and I had to come up with something. And for me, riding has always cleared my mind. I mean, it's one reason why many people do it. And I was like, it's during the week. No tracks are really open during the week. So that's why I texted Brandon. I was like, hey, can I just come ride? Like, I don't care where I ride. I just need to ride something. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy how everything turned around.
Did they give you a reason why they didn't bring you back?
No, not really.
No.
It's just they didn't have any room.
Okay. Well,
that's it. And I asked what I did wrong, and they said you did nothing wrong. So honestly, and that was probably the worst part, is that I did nothing wrong.
Yeah. No, it's working out well for you this year. You know, you get fourth of the first round, and you've been carrying that momentum since. And then you're not going to let a collarbone get in the way of any of this.
No. Not one bit.
When you did you have a doctor in mind? That is this the same one that did your collarbones before?
Yeah. This was the one that I had previously dealt with. Dr. Greenbaum, he's a beast. So he's a Dr. Navarro and Dr. Greenbaum, those two together, anything is possible. They're amazing and highly recommend them.
Yeah, they need to get Doctor of the Year awards or something. Like, that's yeah, good turnaround.
Honestly.
So, obviously, you're rehabbing now and still. It's Thursday past Indy. Are you feeling better now? Like, stronger?
Yeah, I feel really good. I had gone down to Club MX on Monday, and yeah, I went down there on Monday to clean my locker. Like I like to be pretty neat and just kind of get everything like situated for when I go to practice again. And I told myself I'm going to take the week off. So
it's a good idea.
We'll be back next week.
Is the mustache giving you powers?
It is.
Yeah. It's I think it's a thing because John Short obviously has one. He makes it work. So maybe it's just the new thing in moto. If you have a mustache, you do well.
Yeah. I mean, I brought it out late last year, and I felt like it carried some momentum. So that's why about 3 weeks before the first round, I carved it in. Because it's about the only thing I can grow. And, it's going to stick for a little while.
Yeah. I had to ask about it because it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Did
it is strong. It's about all I got.
Yeah, no beard or anything, right? You can't grow a beard?
No, dude. I mean, I got patches. So that's not cutting it out for me.
No, I'm with you. I can't grow a beard and barely grow a stash, so respect.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for outdoors yet?
No plans yet. There's ideas. There's ideas, but nothing's actually kind of, there's nothing like in motion right now.
In Iron Man's perfect world, what would you be doing? What class?
Ideally, it would be 450 because it's easier to compete in that. But if there is a really good 250 available, you know that I'll be in the 250 class.
Yeah. No, I just figured I'd
ask. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care.
You just want to race.
Yes.
Racers race.
Yep.
That's cool, man. I want to catch up with you a little bit and get a little one-on-one because it's overdue, honestly. I think I've tried to do this about 2 years in a row, and we just never have connected. So it's nice to catch up with you today, and especially when you're having – I don't want to call it a Cinderella season. Everyone – that's, like, so overplayed. So
I just feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Like, there's no wow factor to it. It's just I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and – I'm doing what I've always knew I could do. That makes sense. Like, I've done it in the past, and I had a 2 year delay with the whole switching teams, and I mean, it is what it is. But we're back, and I'm very thankful for it, and definitely don't take this stuff for granted anymore. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Looking at your results, you've been in the top 10 in points, and just like since then. So this isn't really like a total shock, if you will, but it's, man, it's to come in late in the off season and then be, the top Club MX rider on the East is pretty good story.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole crew that has helped me get here. So, I mean, between my fiance, Emily, and her family to my family and even my great friends Dale and Tony and Jack, like, anything's possible, and you just gotta keep moving. If you can't just quit, if you got this far, you can't quit. You just gotta keep going.
Well said. Yeah, man, it's awesome. I appreciate the stash that you got going on. I appreciate the insight. It's cool. We'll catch up. I want to be at Nashville. If I don't, I'll show up at Nashville at your tent and just say hey, so we can
meet.
Yeah. But thanks, man. This is cool.
Absolutely. No, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely, man. And you rest up and get the soreness off and get the rehab.
Oh yeah. I gotta get my wing back.
Yeah, you do. And you need an Iron Man butt patch.
That would be cool. I'd love that. Yeah. Or get a sticker for the back of the helmet. That would be cool.
Can we make that a thing? I feel like it needs to happen.
I feel like we can make something happen.
So tell Brad, FXR, and say, hey, I need this now.
Yeah, I need an Iron Man logo.
Yeah. just something. But all right, man.
Sunday, prepare to get annihilated with an awesome opportunity featuring your favorite motocross brand, Verb Moto. Win a grand prize of a Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport, 2 2024 Yamaha TTR 110E motorcycles, and $20,000 cash. But wait, there's more. There's also additional weekly prizes. New merch, pocket-breaking prizes, our pockets, definitely not your pockets. The more you buy, the more points you earn. We're stacking points, baby. Come get them. Visit shopverb.com for more or dial 1-800-VERB-MOTO. That's not a real number. Don't call us, please. No purchase necessary. Rules and regulations apply. See shopverb.com for official rules.
Cody Shock is Iron Man. And the stash is very strong. I tried to grow mine out in honor of Cody. And Ginger Dog told me that it needed to go. And honestly, I told myself it needed to go. And then Bub Dog and Duke Dog, they all started roasting me. It was just a mess. Like, it did not look good at all. So I will not be rocking the Cody Shock stash. I know Shane McElrath has a nice stash as well right now. But no one's going to beat the John Short mustache. I've tried. I can't do it. I can't even grow one. It's amazing. People just start roasting me. That's how I get treated around here. It's nice. Real nice, guys. That'll do it for this week's show. I promised a few weeks ago that I'd have a champion on the show to go over his amateur career. And that show is still coming. It's in the works. It's Wes's birthday today, so I didn't want to bother him. I need some footage so I can pump the stuff out on social media, and I didn't want to drop it without Wes's okay. So hang tight. It's coming next week or the week after that. It's going to be an awesome show, and you need to tune in. So it's still coming down the pipeline. Also, if you're in the mode for the Verb Shred Tours and you want to go ride your dirt bike and have a good time, we've got the Verbadilla Stop of the Shred Tour coming May 18th and 19th at, of course, Unadilla. It's one of the most famous raceways since 1969. People have been racing there. And the J-Day Off-Road Series is going to be there the weekend that we are. And we're going to have a great time. Last year we went there. We had mimosas on Mother's Day with the moms. It's not Mother's Day this year, but we're still doing mimosas. I got that word. And that's the next stop of the series. So the Verb Shreds Tour is going on strong right now. We just wrapped up with World Mini a couple weeks ago. Very strong turnout. And before that, we did the Gypsy 500. One of the best turnouts we've ever had at a Shred Tour stop. So we're hoping to carry that momentum onto Verbadilla. And if you want to ride some off-road, have a good time, ride your dirt bike for a while, and challenge yourself, head to upstate New York with us, and we'll make it a good time. So if you're looking for more information on the Verb Shred Tour, hit up verbmoto.com. Click the Shred Tour page. Got all your information there. The next event, you can pre-register now for Unadilla. And we'll see you there. Also, while you're on the website, you need to click Shop Verb, the tab, or go to shopverb.com and check out our new offerings. We have a ton of new shirts and hats to pick from. And you need to rock Verb wherever you're at. If you want to go to your cousin's bar mitzvah, if you want to go to the racetrack, you want to go to the grocery store and just impress people, get yourself some Verb merch, man. It's it all looks great no matter what you do. Wear it to family gatherings. Your grandpa will be looking at you like, man, that's a cool shirt. Say, thanks, pops. Go to shopverb.com and get you one because this is mine. So support all of us. Support all of the avenues we got going on, the Shred Tours, the merch, Dream Stakes, everything. We appreciate the support. But that'll do it for me this week. Next week, I got another great show. I'll be back with I'm just going to stack these pods, man. We're just going to come back and do a show every week just like we used to. And hope you guys enjoy it. So thanks to Bub Dog, Duke Dog, Bird Dog, Chase Stallow, Chili Dog Wes. Happy birthday, bro. Boots Dog. Thanks to Ginger Dog. We'll see you guys next week. See you.